This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Prophetic Tuesday, and here we are broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. It's going to be a great day. Prophetic Tuesday, here we go. Don't go away. One word from God can change your life forever.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Hey, we love to hear the voice of God here on Prophetic Tuesday. Dale Gentry. It's me here on BPNradio.com. No Facebook Live today. I'm here in the studios operating by myself. And Aliona, she's in Moldova helping me long distance, but it's just us today. Next week, Ruth Gentry and Allison Kieber will be back with me. But today, it's me and the Holy Ghost. It's going to be a wonderful time, so stay tuned.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Well, I love to hear the voice of God. I've been praying today, and I've got some names. I've got some prophetic words today to share with some of you people, and who knows what the Holy Spirit might do today. I have words today for Frank and Brian and Dana and Jana and Jeremy and Heather and Mina and Romy and Hannah and John and Patty and Naomi and Paul David and Mona and Paul and Penny. Who knows who might get a word today? So it's good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com, broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas. Dale Gentry here. Boy, I love to do what I'm doing. And this month, of course, I'm celebrating, Gene, I'm celebrating 52 years in ministry. I've been preaching now for 52 years. And after a while, I begin to prophesy. But it's good to have you on today. And we are here in Austin, Texas, BPNradio.com. Now in our fourth year of broadcasting, keeping the fire burning on the altar, keeping the watch of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says that all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. So here we are at Prayer Central, celebrating 52 years in the ministry. This program is going to be replayed this afternoon at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPNradio.com, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, any of our programs, but we are absolutely delighted that you're joining us today. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona Perchuka, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. So, we're going to pray today. We're going to pray for President Donald J. Trump and his associates and his traveling crew there as they head back home from Singapore. The talks with the dictator of North Korea wrapped up, and let's pray for President Trump for a safe journey home. And we also need to be praying for the 60,000 Christians who are imprisoned in labor camps in North Korea. Unbelievable. I trust that our president addressed these cruel acts that are happening by this communist regime in North Korea. And I don't know if you can negotiate with evil men like this or not. But, Father, we pray in Jesus' name, Lord, for our President Donald J. Trump as he makes his way back home to America and those that are traveling with him and they're a part of the American entourage. Protect them, watch over them. I pray, Lord, that the results these talks and discussions will be profitable. And I pray for a change of heart for the North Korean dictator. Pray for the 60,000 Christians who are imprisoned in North Korean labor camps today. I pray for them in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for this prophetic session today. I pray, Lord, that it just be a wonderful time that people receive a word from the Lord. And may we just get ready, get ready, get ready. Hey, I want to remind you that all of our prophetic sessions are now on podcast. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on the podcast. When you click on the podcast, I'm gonna go right there. Just walk it through with you. bpnradio.com. There's our new website, and I'm there. So I'm gonna go to podcast. I see podcast, and that's saying listen now. I'm gonna click listen now, and then I'm gonna go to the prophetic sessions. From the third one from right there, prophetic sessions. And it's got May the 29th is our last one. I guess they did not put on last week's, but all of the other sessions are on there all the way through, all the way through February of 2017. So you go back and listen to your prophetic words, and you'll be blessed. Yes, you will. So I just encourage you to go back and listen to some of these programs, and you're going to find that your name has been called. Most of your names have been called, and it's just going to be a wonderful occasion. Well, today, since we're not on Facebook Live, you can make some comments. Here's how you do it. You go to Dale Gentry Facebook, not Dale W. Gentry, but Dale Gentry Facebook, and you scroll down till you find, I'm going to tell you how to do it right now. I have some prophetic words. I'll get started here in just a moment. Scroll down to me praying there with a microphone in my hand. It says Prophetic Tuesday. And there's already some comments coming up there. If you'll just click on the comments, then I'm going to respond to some of your comments and pray for some of you, because I've got you right in front of me today. So I'm gonna pray for some of you that have turned in your name for a prophetic word. I might read some of your comments, give you a shout out today. So it's gonna be a wonderful, wonderful occasion. I really appreciate those of you that joined me last Tuesday. Allison and Ruth and I. Boy, it was a wonderful occasion. And I'm just going to express some appreciation to some of you people that joined me last Tuesday. I'm going to find some comments here, and we had a lot of comments last Tuesday, and I just want to say a big thank you to many of those. Teresa, thank you so much, Teresa. From Baytown, and Regina from Springtown, Texas. Connie W. from Oklahoma, and Romy M. from Louisiana. I just pray, Lord, that you will give them that food truck that her and her husband need to start that hot tamales business. Boy, it sounds good. And so I bless you right now. Our longtime friend Virginia Gorman, her husband has gone to heaven, Marvin Gorman, one of the men that had tremendous influence on my life, particularly in the early days of my ministry. Virginia Gorman joined us last week. I bless you, Virginia. They're in Louisiana. I bless you. I bless you, Regina R. Regina Lynn R. And one of our faithful viewers and listeners, Renee C. E. I bless you, Renee. In Jesus' name, Jackie K., I bless you, Evelyn A., Jennifer W., my niece, I bless you there in Tulsa, Blessy Ann, I bless you, Blessy Ann, Brian K. from Tennessee, thank you so very, very much for your comments there, and I'm going to see some other people that joined us last week. Katie S. from Dell City, Oklahoma. Gina S. from Brooklyn, New York. Sandra G. from Boynton Beach, Florida. Patty H. from Alva, Oklahoma joined us. Janelle B. from Houston, Texas. And Sherry D. R. from Springtown, Texas. Joy B. from Aston, Pennsylvania. Jesse M. from Gig Harbor, Washington. And Brooke C. from Weatherford, Texas. Deanna B. from Wagoner, Oklahoma. And Michelle W. from Springtown, Texas. Brenda S. from Oklahoma City. Donna S. From Springtown, Texas. Boy, we had a lot of people joining us, a lot of comments. And so we're going to go back today. If you'll go back to, Dale Gentry Facebook page, if you'll join me there, if possible, and you can make some comments right under my Prophetic Tuesday. You can do that, and I'm gonna join in the comments here, and see what you're saying, and share some of your comments and some words there. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Remember, if I give you a prophecy today, it could be a now word, could be a future word, could be a confirming word. It could be a new word. The Lord told the prophet, new things do I declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. Remember, when you get a prophetic word, it's not a chapter or a book. It's just a short word. And it may be something you've been praying about, thinking about, asking God about, or it could be something completely new. Who knows? And it's just only a short sentence or two or three. But it's a word from God. And remember that I've been giving prophetic words for a long, long time. I'm not saying that a prophet can never miss it. You know, we would never say that. But I believe in the word of the prophet, and everything that I'm doing has been as a result of prophetic words. And I love to receive a prophetic word because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. So when you receive a prophetic word, you can't receive it with your mind or your emotions. You got to receive it with your spirit man. And if you receive it with your spirit man, you say that is a prophetic word for me, then what you do is you write it down and you speak it into existence. You speak it into existence. And so just continue to water it with prayer, and just know that God is at work in your life, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So here we go. And I have some prophetic words to share with you here today on bpnradio.com. Are you ready? All right, I'm going to pull some up. I've been praying and writing some prophetic words down, and also may give some prophetic words for people that just leave a comment or maybe leave your name. And on my Facebook page, I'm looking right now, and I'm going to share some words. Are you ready? Are you ready? Hey, I want to say, first of all, I'm not sure, Debbie, in Clewiston, Florida, if you found your little dog yet, but, you know, I have a scripture for people that lose things, and I want to pray just in case you've not found your dog. That was, last Tuesday, but Luke 8:17, I always tell people, go to Luke 8:17 if you lose something. And, this has worked so many, many times for Gene and I, as well as so many, many other people. One young lady lost her wedding ring, and for months it was missing. I told her to begin to pray Luke 8:17. What does that say? For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. And so I've just used that scripture. Somebody told me about it years ago. I've used it, Gene and I've used it over the years, and it just works. Luke 8:17. So if you've lost something, including your dog or your wedding ring or whatever it may be, just take the Luke 8:17, rehearse that scripture. The word of God is very, very powerful. So, Debbie, let me know if you found your dog or not, If not, find Speak Luke 8:17. I have a word for Frank M. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Frank, that you bring adventure and laughter to your environment. You're able to find fun in the most unusual places. Getting people to loosen up in life, learn to find a good laugh in the most difficult circumstances in life. That's what you're all about. You have a gift to help people pursue happiness during the most difficult times and circumstances of their lives. You're a man that has learned contentment with the simple things of life. Wow, that's very good. Brian K. from Tennessee, he sent me a little testimony here. I got to read it. You're a very busy person. I completely understand. Everything is in God's timing, including your response now. It came at the right moment. I guess I gave him a word. He said, I never doubted for a moment that there would be an answer. I listen to Breakout Radio daily while I'm either at my office or while I'm at work at home. God speaks to me directly by giving me words over someone or an event. I enjoy listening to your Prophetic Tuesdays and Thursdays. I love resting in his presence, feeling him all around me, worshiping him in complete surrender. I've been asked to speak at our church on several occasions, and I like doing that, but I really like reaching out to those that are lost all over, having an impact where that person is at any time, not just on Sundays. He said, I also have a desire to write a book, Standing at the Gates. Father, I pray for my friend Brian there in Tennessee. I pray that you just open the doors for him to write a book. And, you know, my word for you, Brian, is just start writing. Just start writing. You can do that. Just start writing and put it on paper. Put it on paper and somebody will get your manuscript and help you write that book. There's always somebody waiting to help you. The deal is you've just got to get started. And, I wouldn't even take a phone call today if somebody wants to call me, since I'm not on Facebook Live. If you want to call me, and I can pray for you, you can call me at 979-596-0195. 579-596-0195. Well, it's just good to be here on Prophetic Tuesday. BPNradio.com. I got the studio all by myself here today. I'm just working, the Holy Ghost and me, and we are just working here together. So, it's a wonderful time. I'm just going to pull up my Skype phone here, and remember, this won't cost you anything, but you can call me if you want to. My Skype phone is now on 979-596-0195. And I'll try to look and see if you're calling. If I don't answer, then you can try again. I feel the Holy Ghost today. I just love to work with the Holy Ghost, because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. Let me see. Somebody said that I'm having problems on the air. So let me check this out. I'm going to put on some music, and I'm going to check it out. All right. I'll be right back. Here's some more music, the Prophet Song, and I'm going to check this out. We're going to go off the air. I'm going to get right back on.
I love to hear children praying.
I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word, for here we will meet You, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ.
Okay, looks like we're back on the air. We had a little technical difficulties right there. So I'm going to take a little drink of tea, sip of tea, and we're going to go back. Oh, that's very good. Okay, every once in a while, even the best of stations have a few technical difficulties. So anyhow, we're back on the air, and we had just a temporary interruption there. I have a word for Dana from Dana M. from Bristol, Connecticut. Dana, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I've given you a word before, but I'm going to give you a word. Usually I don't do this, but I'm going to give you another word. Last time I said, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're in a B&B season, a season of bountiful blessings, a season you dreamed about when you were a child, extraordinary favor coming your way as a result of you making right choices in life, putting Him first, learning to have a true friendship with your Maker, wisdom above your years that will promote you to new places of influence in future days. Your prayers have attracted Holy Spirit with extraordinary blessings in ordinary places. So without reading what I said the last time, I said today I hear the Holy Spirit saying you'll never know until you try. There's another side of life for you, but it's going to take some extra energy, long-term commitment. You're a special young lady with a very special gifting that can flourish without you having to turn aside from those people, without you turning aside from those people and things that are so very important in your life. You won't have to do that. God will include it. He's not excluding people and things in your life now. He's just including it. So why not give it a try? The clock is ticking. Dana, there in Bristol, Connecticut, I bless you in Jesus' name. Jana W. from Votaw, Texas. And Jana is a member of the Breakout Radio Church. If you don't have a church or a pastor, we have a church on radio every Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, 8 a.m., 10 a.m. And we just this past Sunday celebrated our second anniversary. Do you believe in the local church? Absolutely. I am a member of a local church. But this church is for those that may not have a church or a pastor, whatever the circumstances, whatever the situation might be, you're not able to attend on a Sunday morning, you don't have a pastor. It's Breakout Radio Church can be found by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and just celebrated our second anniversary. We have many members in 40 different states and nations, members of Breakout Radio Church. Jana, bless you, Votaw, Texas. I'm gonna pray for you. I bless you right now, and I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, it seems sometimes that you have so much in life, you've given so much in life, you've sown so much in life, but it seems to have come to so very little, so little return on all the investments you've made into others and to His kingdom, But Holy Spirit wants to assure you that every seed you have planted is in the process of coming up into a mighty harvest. Just keep watering it with prayer. That's important. Keep watering with prayer and keep sowing. Keep giving. Your investment into other people's lives are not in vain. Although it may appear sometimes you say, I'm just not making very much progress. But don't even pause and consider that. Remember that he is preparing some special events for you because of your faithfulness to give to others. I'm prophesying over you, Jana, that God's going to give you some self-time, a 21-day self-vacation, just you with all expenses paid, a bonus for your faithfulness and generosity. I bless you, Jana, there in Votaw, Texas. Jeremy A.B. from Salt Lake City, Utah. Jeremy, I see a special assignment with your name on it. You've been reclassified by the Holy Spirit to take a route that others may have overlooked, checking in early on a major dream in your life, taking the shortcut to your major assignment because you are a young man of wisdom far beyond your years, and your diligence is already being recognized to take you to that place where he has prepared for you and prepared you for, followed by a series of promotions that will come your way as a result of you stepping into your sweet spot, that passion in your life. And, you know, it's sometimes we can make life so seem so difficult by saying, what am I going to do? How's it going to work out? What are my giftings? What are my talents? What are my anointings? What am I going to do in life? How am I going to find my place? What was I really born for? And all you have to do is just spend some time with the Holy Spirit in prayer, and the Holy Spirit will begin to enlighten you, begin to reveal to you your passion. It may be through a prophecy. It may be through just that desire that he has placed in your heart. And so God desires for you to be happy. He wants you to be happy, and he wants you to be happy enjoying life, not just going through life, but finding that place, that your place. The Bible said that when the man of God, Gideon, when he defeated the enemy with 300, defeating thousands and thousands of enemy warriors, the Bible said that every person stood in their place. And so it's very, very important that we find our place and we enjoy it there. And there's a primary place for each of us. And then there are what I would call, that's called a river of life. And then there are tributaries out of that river. You know, my primary call, my primary place, my primary passion is to preach. And so I'll get to praying, then I'll end up preaching. I'll get to prophesying, I'll end up preaching. So I love to preach. But out of that preaching river came some tributaries, and that is the prophetic gifting, the ability to prophesy, the ability to lead prayer, the ability to interpret dreams, and so the ability to be on radio. So I'm just praying for you today. You that are listening on bpnradio.com or your tune in, your smartphone, you're listening on your smartphone, I just bless you right now and declare that God is working in you, and life is not as quite as difficult as it may appear, because there is a what I call a sweet spot in your life, that gifting, talent, ability that really makes you tick. Really makes you tick. And you know, sometimes our lives are wrapped up in helping somebody else, and what makes them tick is what makes us tick. And then that person is taken out of our lives through death, taken out of our life through a broken relationship, or maybe a change in a geographical change. And then suddenly you say, well, you know, my whole life or my whole ticker was wrapped up in what was making them tick. And now here I am. So God wants to bring you into your own. And for so long, Moses, you know, he just served his father-in-law. He didn't have to pray about the will of God for his life. But then he had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. We had an encounter with the Lord there at the burning bush. And the Lord said, what's that in your hand? He said, it's a rod. In other words, he was saying, whatever's in your hand, Moses, is going to take you to places you've never been, cause you to do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated. And so there you have it. Heather? Hey, Heather. Heather M. from Tulare, California. You're about to recognize in a most unusual way, in a fashion you least suspected, but this recognition is going to capture your heart and move you to a place of using your gift of design in ways that you least suspected. So did you get that, Heather? You're about to be recognized in a most unusual way, in a fashion that you least suspected. But this recognition is going to capture your heart and move you into a place of using your gift of design in ways you least suspected. I bless you, Heather. I bless you in Jesus' name. I have a word for you, Mina. Mina C. from White Settlement, Texas. Mina, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, happy days are here again in ways that you'll not be able to describe. The mornings are going to be more clear, the days more sunny, even the street lights are going to dance and sing. Sounds a little radical, doesn't it? But you definitely are moving into a season of music and dancing and celebration. And I don't know what it's all about, but I suggest you go ahead, buy some dancing shoes, place them at a very strategic spot in your house. You got to get ready. You got to get ready. And the way you get ready is you have something physical that you can do. When I got this prophecy about being a radio announcer, a disc jockey, I got me a spoon, which physically represented a microphone. I began to practice. So you got to start practicing. You got to get ready. You got to make room for the big. Romy, I bless you today, and I bless you and your husband. I declare finances for that tamales truck, and when you get that tamale truck going, you can send me some tamales here in Austin, Texas. I love tamales. I really do. When I was a boy, they would the tamale man, he would push his cart down the streets of Comanche, Oklahoma, and my mom would go out and buy some hot tamales. They were so good. So I bless you. I bless you there, Romy. You and your husband, finances for your business. And your daughter, your 7-year-old daughter, Hannah. Hannah, I bless you, young lady. You're a very artistic young lady. Your whole family has something extraordinary going. I'm going to prophesy that you and your family are going to feed and entertain many people in days to come. So I just see food, and I see entertainment. And Roma, you have so many gifts. I see you getting up, and I see you singing, and I see you putting on little skits. I see your family singing, putting on skits, making people laugh, serving food. And it's going to be kind of a down-home entertainment time. It's going to be quite exciting. So I bless you, Romy, and I bless you, Hannah. M. from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Hey, John S. from Elliottsville, Indiana. John, I keep seeing you running into the arms of your competitors. Don't be afraid to go it alone. This is a word I gave just a few moments ago. Don't be afraid to go it alone. Sometimes our identification is wrapped up in somebody else. But, you know, that can develop into some type of inordinate soul tie. We'd never want that to happen. So I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you can truly make a new entrance into your destiny if you'll say to others, you can join me later, but I'm taking this leg of the journey by myself. So go it alone for a little while. And you just need to say, I need to do this. I must do this. My future depends on this step of obedience, faith, and confidence of who I am. So it's very, very important. So I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm not sure. I'm checking in with Aliona to see how I'm sounding, if I'm sounding okay, if everything's going all right. Aliona works with me in Moldova. Very faithful young lady. I got some more prophetic words here. You're listening to BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. And this time or any time as we continue to call America to pray. So it's an honor to have you listening. If you want to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button. Donate. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, or you can send a check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 787-787-09. Okay, I'll repeat it. Yeah, Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. So, yeah, I believe I'm sounding good. I'm gonna check out. If you're not using the TuneIn app on your smartphone, you can do that, and you can listen on bpnradio.com, or you can or you can of course listen on your computer. And I just really appreciate it. God bless the people that are giving, sowing into this ministry, sowing into Breakout Ministries, the Breakout Prayer Network. I ask that you bless them abundantly, bountifully, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I'm going to go and if you'd like to leave a comment, you can do that. You can leave a comment. Somebody tried to call me. I missed your call. If you want to try to call back, I'll see if I can answer the phone. I'm just here by myself operating the whole thing. Well, not quite. I've got some backup. I got some engineers, but I'm here in the studio by myself, and I'm praying for people, and I'm reading any comments that I'm getting. It's just a wonderful time. Dale Gentry here on bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. And it is such a delight, of course, to have you listening here. I've got some I got some more prophetic words. I got one for Patty HD from Alva, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, make a plan, and make a big plan. Your plan for so long has been way too small. You've been making plans, but you got to make room for the big plan. And the Holy Spirit wants to do something really big in your life. So you got to make some big plans, a really big plan for you. So believe for the big. And I'm doing things that I never thought I could do. I've gone to places I never dreamed I could go many years ago, but I dreamed. And dreams, I encourage you to dream today, because dreams really do come true. Hallelujah. I got a word from Michelle I from Conroe, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you need to take the lead. You know, somebody's got to take the lead, and why not you? And it seems like that your group is not making much progress because no one is stepping out to take the leadership. So I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Michelle I from Conroe, Texas, I needs to get started. That's you. And take the lead. And I believe as you share the vision, other people are going to come along beside you and work with you. I have a word for Naomi M. from Fort Worth, Texas, a little 7-year-old girl that's listening today. Hey, Naomi, God bless you. And God has a wonderful plan for your life. I love it when children ask for a prophetic word, and sometimes sometimes parents are even reluctant to ask their children to request a prophetic word. But, I received a prophetic word when I was 9 that I would be a preacher of the gospel. My dad prophesied over me. It's never left me. And, I have people come up to me today after many years and say to me, when I was a little girl, you came to my church and you gave me a prophetic word, and I'm living that out. There's a medical doctor in Canada, and he gave me a report that when he was 14 years old, that I prophesied that he would be a medical doctor. Today, he is a medical doctor. I believe in in Saskatchewan, I believe, a medical doctor. So, you know, young people, children can receive prophetic words. I have one for you, Naomi. I see you as a very gifted seven-year-old. I see you bringing great joy to many others, including your classmates and friends. I see you playing leading roles in major productions in days to come, producing short plays that will involve your friends, with you doing some writing of these productions, and you're going to bring a great glory to Jesus with your giftings. You're going to be on stage. You're going to have a public gifting and ministry, and I bless you. I bless you, Naomi, in Jesus' name. Go for it, young lady. I have a word for Paul, and Paul is from Belmopan, Belize. And Paul C. from Belmopan, Belize, I see you being promoted in the educational and political arena in your country. Also see you taking many trips to other nations on behalf of your country. So, get ready for promotion, blessings in the educational field, political field there in Belize. I bless you. I pray for your nation. I pray that God will bless you. And there's been a lot of missionary work, a lot of seed sown into Belize over the years. I know Jean and I's niece, she's been there the last two or three years on several occasions, just sowing into that nation. So we bless the nation of Belize in Jesus' name. And Penny F. from Baytown, Texas, I have a word for you. I see you releasing the old and embracing the new. And I declare that some things that have been in your heart to do, I declare that you're going to make a living doing it. You're going to make a living doing it. Just keep going. Just keep going, because the hand of the Lord is upon you. And I believe that the good life is doing something that we really enjoy and getting paid for it. That's important. And I know that there's some of you, and I want to pray for you right now, there's some of you that are working in a job, doing something. You may be getting a paycheck, but it's not fulfilling in your life. And you know what happens? Eventually, stressors begin to appear. And you come home from work unhappy, and you go back to work the next morning unhappy. And pretty soon you find that life is very unfulfilling. I want to pray especially for those of you today that I started to say you don't love your job. I'm just saying today that you hate your job. I want to pray for those of you. You just hate your job today. I just pray in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit will just come and minister to you, and that you will be able to find your place in life. Finding a job, finding a place of work, a place of ministry that you really enjoy and that you get paid for it. Now, you must understand that you might have to start out small. And the Bible says that we are not to despise the day of small beginnings, the day of small things. And You may have to downsize. I mean, when Gene and I went into the ministry 51 years ago, we had to downsize. We sold our home, put everything we had into an old trailer that we'd bought for $800 and had to fix it up. And we just put everything in that 35-foot trailer and put it behind our vehicle and started traveling and preaching the gospel. And the first year that Gene and I ministering in evangelism, we made 30% of what we had made the previous year. So we had to downsize 66%. But here we are today, 51 years later, and God is blessing us, and we've got to do some things that we have not ever got to do, including in the process of helping make a movie. I can't tell you much about that right now, But I've had this dream in my heart for a long time that one day I'd be involved in helping make a movie. I'm not talking about a little video. I'm talking about a full length movie that can be shown in theaters across America on television or what have you. So I'm involved in that, and I'm really excited about that because I know that dreams really do come true. I just want to give a shout out to Nana there in New York. I trust I'm back on the air. I guess I am. I trust I'm back on the air. I'm looking at some of your comments, so let me know if you can hear me. Remember, this program will be rebroadcast 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. Heather M. says she can hear me now. And I guess that Regina can hear me now. But it's good to have you listening in on bpnradio.com. And I'm just delighted to be able. Susie C. there in Oklahoma City, I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I just hear the Lord saying that those who seek me will find me, and those who reach out to me in faith, I will not be disappointed. So I bless you. I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you, Regina. I bless you, Heather. I bless you, Mina. I bless you, Heather. I bless all of you in Jesus' name that are joining me here on bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. What a wonderful opportunity we have to be able to share the word of the Lord with so many of you. Natalie, there in St. Landry, Louisiana, I bless you in Jesus' name. Kara D., from Hesmer, Louisiana, I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. I bless you. Katie Joe from Lubbock, Texas, I bless you right now. Gifted young lady, in the name of Jesus, I bless you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I want to remind you that after this broadcast, Delvin Kinzer is going to be on with the news. He's our award-winning news director, and we just want to remind you that Roy Beard will have a word from the wall, Central Time, 11:55. And I want to pray for Federica, has a prayer request for her son who's suffering from a pre-diabetic condition, varicose veins, eczema. And Father, we just pray for Frederica L's son that is listening. We just pray right now for healing to take place in this young man in Jesus' name from this skin disorder. We pray for everyone that may be listening today. We pray for any skin disorders that people may be suffering from. We just ask in Jesus' name that you receive your healing now in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Remember that tomorrow I'll be on breakout the bpnradio.com at 10 a.m. And don't forget, Rhonda Kinzer, one of our spiritual daughters, is on every Friday praying for people. And you need to tune in every Friday on bpnradio.com. And she is also on Facebook Live. So just a reminder there. Throughout the day, you can listen to bpnradio.com. And there's all kinds of programming. We are a prayer station, one of the few prayer stations in the U.S., but around the clock and around the globe. I want to bless Rosemary McWilliams, who is the author of this prayer manual that I keep there in my prayer room. And I've got hundreds of prayer requests now that I'm praying over. And you can get her her prayer manual just by going to Amazon, R.K. McWilliams. R.K. McWilliams. You can purchase the prayer manual gives some instructions and gives you a place to put down your different requests. And you can purchase that by going to Amazon and then going to RK McWilliams, one of our faithful supporters and church members and listeners here on BPNRadio.com, particularly Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday. So we bless you right now. Rosemary, keep writing. You really have a gift. Diana F., I just want to bless you, Diana. And Diana, I'm trying to see where she lives at. I bless you right now in the name of the Lord. I bless you, Diana. Not even sure where you live at. I think you live in Idaho. But Diana F., I bless you now. The hand of the Lord is upon you. And there is I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say there's a new harmony coming to your life and your family. And David said, blessed are those who work together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that ascends upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. And I want to pray for Jocelyn B. Jocelyn B. Wants me to pray for her. She's fighting a court case for driving, and she doesn't want probation. I pray for you, Jocelyn. I pray for favor in the court system. Ask for your help in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Monty. Monty Wagner, I can call some of these people's names because they're leaders, but Monty Wagner is a prayer leader. I bless you right now. They're in Edmond, Oklahoma. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for leading prayer there, particularly in the state of Oklahoma, because we know that prayer is making the difference. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person is availing much. And Herschel C. from Duncan, Oklahoma. And I was Herschel's pastor for 6.5 years in Rush Springs, Oklahoma, many years ago. Herschel, I bless you. I declare the hand of God is upon you. I declare that you're going to begin to have incredible spiritual dreams, and you're also going to interpret dreams. You're going to be a man of great revelation. Great revelation. And I know that you're recovering from an accident that you had. But I just declare that God is blessing you, restoring your health, restoring you, and that you have a lot to give. You're going to begin to give a lot of encouraging words, particularly on social media. So I bless you there, Herschel. And so Suzanne CQ, I bless you right now in Jesus' name. God wants to give you the desires of your heart. And, you know, sometimes we fall down, we feel like, hey, that didn't work out. But I'm just hearing the Holy Spirit saying, do it again, try it again. Why not do it again? The Bible said a righteous person will fall down 7 times and get back up again. So you got to get back up again and try it again, if you will. I bless you there, Jewel A. I bless you in Jesus' name. Robbie O. from, I'm not sure where you're from, but I bless you right now. And there is a friend of yours. You want me to pray for a friend of yours that is thinking about committing suicide. You know, the suicide rate in America is rapidly rising. It's just amazing. What is it, like some 130 people every day in America are committing suicide? And so I pray for your friend, Robbie, in Jesus' name. And I just bind any spirits of suicide, any spirits of self-destruction off of your friend. And those of you that may be listening, you say, I just have these suicidal thoughts. I just sometimes feel like there's no purpose in living. There's no reason for me to be alive. And I break that thought cycle. I break that thought pattern in your life, because you must know that God has come for you to be a blessing, to serve your generation. And I break every suicidal thought, every self-destructive thought in the name of Jesus. And I release that spirit of hope and freedom in your life, knowing that God has a good plan. And sometimes it may not work out the way that you thought it was going to work out. And some of you, you just say, well, I've just had this desire, and I've had this plan, and I had this assignment, and it just does not seem to be working out the way that I thought it was going to work out. You know, I was called to preach one night when a prophet by the name of David Wilkerson, author of The Cross and the Switchblade, was preaching. And, you know, he tells the story about how God led him to New York City because he saw in the newspaper a picture of these two young men in prison, and their picture and the article about what the crime that they had committed was on the front page of the New York Times. He was living and pastoring a small church in Pennsylvania, but the congregation took up an offering, and he made his way to New York City to minister and to visit these two young men in prison. He never got to visit them, and he did not have enough money to rent a motel, so he had to sleep in his car on the streets of New York City. And late at night, gangs would begin to appear and would begin to fight each other around his car. He would begin to get out of his car and minister to them. And one young man by the name of Nicky Cruz, his first major convert, when he tried to witness to him, he said, "Preacher, if you don't get out of my way, I'm going to cut you up into little pieces." And he had his knife in his hand. And David responded and said, "Nicky, you can cut me up into little pieces, but every little piece of my body will be crying out, 'I love you, Nicky. I love you.'" And Nicky, the gang leader, the notorious gang leader there in New York City, fell down on his knees and began to weep like a baby, accepted Jesus Christ, and everyone in his gang did the same. And David Wilkerson started a ministry called Teen Challenge in New York City. From the streets of New York City, his ministry went all across America and around the world. And so what I'm saying that to some of you, that you've been trying to make something happen. You've been trying to fulfill a dream or a vision, and it might not be the main thing. I've said many times, keep the main thing, but it possibly might not be the main thing. And so, you know, if it's not the main thing, then what you have to do is realize that this is only leading to something bigger and better. So I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Well, I'm going to pray for you, Vonda M. And Vonda said there has to be direction, even a 65-year-old. Look, I want to say to you, Vonda, age has nothing to do with it. I have a spiritual son who's a boxer named Evander Holyfield, and after he got 50 years old, I used to travel with him and minister with him on the boxing tour, went to many places, and it was an exciting season. But Evander, after he got 50, couldn't get a sponsor. It took at least $1 million to put on a fight. He wouldn't quit. I said, "Evander, maybe you need to make a final tour." "No, I'm not going to do that." So he just said, "I still want to box." But he didn't have anybody to sponsor him, but he was still ready to box. But now amazing things are happening in his life. He's speaking and ministering and touching people's lives. And so, Vonda, come on, girl. 65 years old, you're in your prime. And so I'm in my 70s now, and I feel like that I'm just energized, and I'm ready to make a movie. I'm ready to preach. I'm ready to prophesy. And, you know, you just have to keep talking, keep believing. And I pray for you, Vonda C., in Jesus' name. And I'm going to find out where you're from there if I can. Got my Facebook page out. And I just bless you right now in Jesus' name. I'm asking God to bless you there in Vancouver. Are you from Vancouver, Washington? I bless you, And I just declare that you have incredible ways to express yourself, to give expression. And so I bless you now. And you go for it. No saying I'm 65 and does God still have a good plan? And the answer is yes, yes, yes. So I see now that you're in Portland, Oregon. So I bless you in Jesus' name. And Gary H. from wherever you're from, Grove City. From Grove City, I bless you right now. I just pray a double portion of the Holy Ghost fall upon you. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. They shall be filled. I want to remind you, listen to BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, with Dale Gentry, your host, here on the radio. And we're now in our fourth year of broadcasting. We started in 2014, November 2014. Here we are, 2018. That's amazing, isn't it? Going across America and around the world. And, I'm just blessed and I'm impressed at what the Holy Ghost is doing and what he desires to do in our lives. Haley, I bless you right now. Opelousas, Louisiana. Haley. And, boy, there is so much territory that God wants to give you. He wants to give you a lot of territory. He is enlarging your spaces. And I just want to bless you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Vicki, there in Greenville, Mississippi, I bless you. Ask God to bless you and give you the desires of their heart. And you're having a hard time finding your rhythm. You know, rhythm is so very, very important. I'm just talking and prophesying today. Rhythm is very, very important. And Satan wants to distract you and break your rhythm. Break your rhythm. So, I can know when my rhythm is being broken. You know what happens to me? I get stressed. I feel overwhelmed. I feel anxious because I'm out of rhythm. And so, you know, when you work for somebody else, you know, you have to, if they're paying you a salary, then you have to operate according to their rhythm. But otherwise, if you're working for yourself or after you get off work, then you're able to find that rhythm of life, rhythm of life. Richard Exley, one of my friends, been on several times on BPNradio.com, has written this book called The Rhythms of Life. I would recommend that you read that book. And also, if you'd like to read any of Gene and I's books, you can go to Let'sPrayAmerica.com, Let'sPrayAmerica.com. And the books we have written are on resources, and you can download those books. Just click on it, and you can download them or print them off. And there is no charge. We give away our books, and that's just what the Holy Spirit told me to do. So I want to bless you, Linda B., in the name of Jesus. I declare the hand of God is upon you, working in your life. And you have that incredible gift of organizing things, putting things together, not only for yourself, but for other people. And you just have this this knack of helping other people find their place. And you love the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost loves you. So, Linda B., I bless you right now. I'm just praying over some people that has been joining us here on BPNradio.com. And Mary Ann M. from Grand Junction, Colorado. Transitions are not out of the question. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying concerning you. A transition is not out of the question, but it is an option. So I believe that there is options. You know, one time Gene and I were praying about where we were to live. We were living temporarily in a place, in a very uncomfortable place, and we just trying to get a word from God. And so my spiritual mother said, I'm going to go make some coffee, and we're going to pray about this, Dale. So she went in to make a cup of coffee. A lot of things can happen over coffee. And she went in to make some coffee, and she came right back. before she even started the coffee pot perking. And she said, I heard the Holy Ghost say he doesn't care where you live. Now, that is an unusual word, because usually we'll get a word on where we're to live, or we'll have some divine guidance or direction, but not that time. And we knew where we wanted to live, so then at 3 o'clock the next morning, Gene and I were living in Texas at that time. We were back on our way to Oklahoma, and that's where we moved back to for a season before we moved back to Texas. I just want to declare that God has given you some options, Marion, for you and for you guys, Grand Junction, Colorado. And if you want to make a transition, it's okay. And if you don't want to make a transition, but the Holy Ghost is working in your life right now. And speaking of transition, I've got a friend in Texas. I got a lot of friends in Texas, Sigley, Texas, and she said, "Hey, Dale, hope you and Gene are doing well. Wondering if you and Gene would know of a couple who would be interested in moving to Sigley, Texas, in a full time ministry position." So, generations pastor, I'm not sure what that is, but if you'd like to serve on staff, you might contact the church there in Sigley, Texas. So, or you might just let me know. You can give me a private message. You can private message me anytime. Some of you think I'm just kind of rambling around today. I'm really enjoying myself here on Prophetic Tuesday. Next Tuesday, Ruth Gentry and Allison Kieber, they'll be back joining me. But today I got it all by myself, along with Aliona, who's in Moldova. And I'm just praying. I'm going to go a little while longer because I know that one word from God can change your life. And I'm just praying for some of you people that have been listening and just want to speak a word over you and declare the will, plan, and purpose of God over your life today. Tim and Donna A. from Spartanburg, South Carolina. There's a new assignment coming your way. I bless the two of y'all there in Spartanburg. Well, I've had some wonderful times of ministry in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I just give a shout out and a blessing to those of you. Crystalline, B.A. from Oklahoma City, I bless you. Declare that you're to hang in there, stay in there. Having done all to stand, what do? You just keep standing. Regina R. there, I bless you, Regina. Thank you for tuning in every week. I bless you. God is at work. He's surrounding you with all kinds of dreams and visions. And David D. out there in Stockton, California, I bless you. The hand of God is upon you. Dreams really do come true. Kathy N. from Tucson, Arizona, I bless that teaching gift inside of you, teaching the word to large congregations of people. Renee B.B. from Rain, Louisiana. I've ministered in Rain, and Rain is the frog capital of the world. It really is. I've ministered there, and it's a good church, a good place. I bless you right now in Jesus' name, Renee, the hand of God. God is restoring some relationships, some relationships that you thought were long gone. They're reappearing in your life. And I'm not talking about some young man that you went to high school with and you've discovered on Facebook. Hey, you guys got to stop that. You got to stop that. One of my friends called me the other day and said, would you please pray for me? My wife has gone off to another state to live with an old high school sweetheart that she got reconnected with on Facebook. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And so, but in the name of Jesus, I declare over you, Renee, that God is reconnecting some relationships, bringing about some people that's going to be very profitable in your life. And D, DF. I'm not sure where you're from, but you went to Commonwealth College of Virginia, so maybe you still live in Virginia. I bless you right now in the name of the Lord. There's a real strong writing gift on your life, and I see you writing novels. Yeah, why not go for it? Why not get started? Because you're very capable of doing it. Katrina I from Dayton, Texas, well, how gifted are you? My goodness. I just bless you right now, and I declare that there's a lot of people, including family members, that are waiting to put on some presentations, some stage performances. You know, I watched a little bit of, my goodness, I couldn't believe what I was seeing on the Tony Awards the other night, and how Antichrist it was, and putting down everything that smacked of not just Christianity, but conservatism. We need some productions. We need some local theaters. So I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, start a theater, Katrina, there in Dayton, Texas. Start a theater and start some productions. And I believe one of the next wonderful things that's going to happen in America is theater productions, because there's so much filth on stage these days that people are looking for PG productions. And I think you ought to go for it. Beryl E., I just want to give a shout-out to you and say blessings over you in the name of Jesus. The will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life, about wherever you live, whatever you're doing. I don't have to know your city or state at this moment, but I just give a shout-out, and I bless you, and I ask God to bless you. In Jesus' name, I just see you receiving a major endorsement. I don't know what position you're trying to seek, be elected to or chosen to, but whatever it is, I see you receiving a major endorsement. A major endorsement is coming your way, Sue D from Fort Worth, Texas. I bless you, woman of God. The hand of God is upon you, that prophetic anointing operating in you, particularly the gift of laying on of hands. I see laying on hands thousands of people in Jesus' name. I bless you right now. Michael A., I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Trust you're doing well. The hand of God operating in you. Marty D., I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Ask God to bless you, give you the desires of your heart. I'm just calling out some names today, praying over some people. Lori Walsh, E.K., and from Cincinnati. Lori, I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And there's a tremendous fervor to do the will of God in your life. And I just see you declaring the word of the Lord, preaching, prophesying. People trying to put a label on you, they won't be able to do it. People trying to put you in a certain box, they won't be able to do it. I bless you. And Stephanie W., I bless you right now, Stephanie, in the name of Jesus, there in the Chesapeake, Virginia. The hand of God is upon you. I see you as a major instructor, the Lord giving you that gift of instructions. And writing instructive materials of instructions. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Donna S. there in Springtown, Texas, I bless you in the name of the Lord. God's opening a new position for you. It's going to be a wonderful occasion, a wonderful opportunity. And Connie, I bless you. And Connie, I'm not sure where you're from, but I just speak a blessing upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just declare that God is at work. Wherever you're living makes no difference. The hand of the Lord is upon you. And God is restoring over you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the years of the cankerworm, the grasshopper, the caterpillar is taken from you. There is a restoration take place. And, hey, Pastor Mitch McLaughlin, there in Altus, Oklahoma, I bless you there in the name of Jesus. I ask God to bless you, Mitch. Keep going and keep coaching. I'm not sure if you're going to keep coaching at the high school, but keep coaching. And I bless you and all you put your hand to do in the name of Jesus. Mighty Man of God, Mitch McLaughlin, pastor there, Altus, Oklahoma. And Eugene Bullard, yesterday was Eugene's birthday. So I want to say a belated happy birthday to Eugene Bullard, evangelist Eugene Bullard from Archer City, Texas. Keep going, Eugene. Happy birthday and blessings to you. And Roxy G. Hey, Roxy G. I just give a shout out to you. I bless you right now. I'm asking the Lord to bless you and give you the desires of your heart wherever you live. But I thank you for listening. I thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Tuesday. Don't forget Prophetic Thursday at 10 o'clock. And I do know that Allison Geber's taking the summer off, but we're doing some replays every Thursday of Prophetic Sessions. And to get a to get a podcast of all these Prophetic Sessions, remember, just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on podcast, and then you can click on the Prophetic Sessions, and you can listen to all of the Prophetic Sessions since last February a year ago. Maybe not last Tuesday, but it will be on. And Candace, I bless you right now. Candace M., there in Louisiana, I bless you. May God give you the desires of your heart. Jennifer, I bless you. Jennifer D., I bless you in Jesus' name, the hand of God. It's been a wonderful day. I've enjoyed myself. I know we've had a few technical difficulties, and we thank you for staying with us. Remember, this broadcast is going to be repeated 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock here on bpnradio.com. And we're going to give an outro. We're going to take it out here. Thank you. I pray for you. I pray the will of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God be done in your life. And it's a joy to be here on Prophetic Tuesdays. If we didn't call your name, we made a commitment. We're not going to let one name drop to the ground, fall to the ground, or drop to the floor. Thank you for sponsoring what we're doing. Thank you for being a monthly partner. Those of you that are helping us partnering with us every month, we are so grateful, so grateful. Your gifts are tax deductible. And if you're not a monthly partner, you want to be a monthly partner, just go to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button. When you get there, it will look like PayPal, but you can use PayPal, credit card, debit card, and right there beside of when you click on is a recurring button. You click in there and you can be sponsoring us, helping support us every month. It'll be a monthly occurrence. Thank you for listening on bpnradio.com. Going to play an outro, going to have a commercial about Marketplace Saturday, and then Delvin Kinzer will be along with the news. Thank you for being a part of today's program as we continue to pray for revivals in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Hi, this is Ian Kieber reminding you to join us for Marketplace Saturdays. Marketplace Saturdays is full of information, motivation, inspiration, and business tips that will help you grow in whatever field you come from. Now, whether you're a small business owner or an employee looking to grow and learn more, Marketplace Saturday is for you. Join Rick Gentry, the host of Marketplace Saturdays, from 8 a.m. to midnight Central Standard Time, where you can learn from the best. Marketplace Saturdays, where leaders go to grow.
The still getting colder when she made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. It's over now, on tonight. Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, I read just great. There's an enemy that seeks to kill what it can't control. It twists and turns, making mountains out of molehills. But I will call on the Lord, who is worthy of praise. I run to Him, and I
Oh, I pray, just pray. pieces of my life. On the altar, I'm your sacrifice. Let your fire fall. I'm with. To do my father's will.
tears fall, I'm still your child. I put down my defenses and lay down my pride. Love and forgiveness flow deep and wide, so I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. What a joy it is to give my life away to you. All that I need, all that I seek is you here with me. Holy Spirit, have your way. Of trouble, though trials may come, the rock of ages is standing strong. I'm fighting battles, but the war is won, so I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my
Thank you.